Can we start it like, are you recording?
Yeah, I'm recording. Okay.
Can we start it like just casual? Like, this wine tastes really good.
Super casual.
<Let's> talk.
Everybody, we are back for another Bread and Wine. It is a Saturday edition, so we're a little bit late, but that's okay. You guys are awesome. Thank you for listening to the show and hanging out with us. This is a candid conversation between a husband and a wife about, stuff that's going on in our lives. And, this could be money, relationships, careers, all sorts of stuff. We have a lot of fun doing this, and we've been doing it for about 6 months now. We appreciate everybody showing up. So, Nicole, what's up?
I wasn't feeling very good yesterday. I'm still not. So thanks for hanging in there and being patient. We're supposed to be talking about our bread while drinking wine. But tonight, I think I'm going to have some tea.
We're having some tea. What kind of tea do you got there, baby?
I don't remember. Something sweet.
Clinky chinky. Mm-hmm. I've got some vanilla something or other. And I think you had some lemony orangey thing. What are we talking about tonight?
We're talking about something that happened last week, which is going to bring us into our topic today. So we got into a fight last week.
Oh, yeah. Brouhaha. It's been a while.
And it...
sorry for slurping.
I'm sure it has a lot more to do with just this one thing. But of course, like most marriages, one thing, it's like can of worms or I like to imagine a bunch of fish hooks, and once you pick up one, 100 of them come up because they all get tangled. So the one fish hook that we pulled up was, I made a comment about you being tired. But of course, all of these other fish hooks were entangled in it as I pulled that up.
Yes.
And so one little comment of, wait, you need two naps today, not just one, probably turned into like, I don't know what went through your head at that moment.
Yeah, it was a long weekend of relaxing in the sun and day drinking, and we were having fun. We were up in Marquette, Michigan. We actually did the show from there last Friday, as you guys know, and we had lots of fun. We were relaxing, having a good time, and then what was going through my head at that time, I was just relaxing and having a good time and sitting outside, and when you poked fun at my second nap that I wanted to take, I was just feeling like being harassed. I felt like harassment, and it felt like a continued topic that had come up for the last couple of years about me not being able to hang as well during those things. So I just I felt annoyed, and I kind of went silent after that. That being said, I was a little bit hypersensitive because of, I get sensitive when I'm drinking during the day and being in the sunshine, and I get sensitive when I'm tired. So that was my state of mind. Did that answer your question?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the topic related to our fight, I think, is, and I always think about this, should we love our partner just the way they are? Or do we try to change them? So like I think that's like one of those things that's like a romantic notion, right? Like in like, just like the, you complete me and Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
There's
just
a moment.
The way you are.
Yeah. There's songs about it.
Oh, yeah.
Love songs. There's a moment in a movie where, you know, the love scene at the end is, you know, this man coming to the woman in Bridget Jones' Diary. And he's the line at the end is, I love you just the way you are. And it's like so heart wrenching. And I think it's a very romantic notion, but that's a really hard thing to do because sometimes I'm a night owl and you like to take lots of naps and go to bed early. And I love you, but that gets in the way of things that we want to do together.
Sure.
I can think of another example, which is, when we first got together, You were doing triathlons and you were a big runner.
Yep.
I was not. I had never been a runner in my life. I used to like skip field day. I used to like to make my mom call me in sick to field day because I didn't want to run the mile.
Yeah.
But then you changed me for the good. I think I actually started running because you were doing it. And I kind of wanted to like also have those moments of peace where you were like, I'm going for a 2 mile run. I'm like,
I want some chill time. Yeah.
So in that sense, you changed me, but it was for the, you know, for the better.
Yeah.
So I can think of ways in which we have changed each other. And I think it's been really good.
Yeah.
You used to wear, remember when I met you, you wore clothes that you found in your garage, and I'm pretty sure they were women's pants.
I think we just talked about this like 2 weeks ago. I'm proud of those women's pants.
We did.
And you currently wear my clothes.
Ooh.
So you can't like diss the gender thing because you're doing it, lady. But yes. Okay. I'll add on to your attempted compliment there and say that, yes, I think you've been a good influence on my fashion. As I'm presenting right now with this awesome t-shirt and hat. On YouTube.
I think you've worn that exact
outfit. I wear this hat all of the time.
Bread and wine, like at least like four
probably.
Times.
So, okay. So what happens is she influences my fashion and then I buy it one time. And then like 2 years later, she's like, hey, need to influence your fashion again. Cause you're still wearing the same thing from 2 years ago. Anyway. Yes. Sorry.
All right.
So side tangent.
Like little things I think maybe are okay then. Like fashion. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people come into a relationship and they influence each other. I mean, it's, you know, probably usually, I would imagine it's usually the women like shopping for the men and stuff, you know, but could also go the other way around. Yeah. Those are little things. Maybe that's kind of where my head's going with this. Like almost a key takeaway already is small things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's okay to maybe influence each other and change.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that you influenced quite a bit of change on me. I think that I was cleanly, I feel like, in my bachelor pad. And then you just took me to a whole new level of organization, cleanliness, the way a house should be. And in the beginning, it was a lot. I think there was more strife, or at least there was more combativeness from you and I about that. And then I think we've eased into a spot where I appreciate a cleanly house and everything like that. And I definitely go out of my way to fill that bucket for you. Cause I know you appreciate it.
But I also think that you now appreciate it too.
Oh, I sure do.
Like
I love
that
it.
Things that didn't used to bother you now bother you.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like
having like
dirty sink, dirty dishes filled in the sink. Yeah.
But in your bachelor pad, you didn't care.
Oh yeah. It's just me and my cat.
So what about the bigger things though? You know, what about somebody who marries another person and there might be a big difference.
Sure.
Like one of them wants to have kids and the other one doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, can you get into a relationship? Do you recommend like thinking that you can change somebody at their fundamental level?
Hmm. Well, with kids, I mean, that's a tough one. I mean, ideally you'd try to have some of those conversations before you made the commitment, to getting married. But if that didn't come up and you guys were romantic and, you know, it just sort of ran into things and then it came into.
Or what if it did come up, but.
Yeah, and you're like, I don't care. I want to be with this person anyway.
Yeah. So one of you has to change.
Compromise or change.
Yeah. One of you has to say, okay, I changed my mind. I will not have kids. Or the other one has to say, okay, I will have a kid.
Sure. Well, I mean, at that point, you just determine what's most important to you. Is the relationship that you have most important, even with the thing that you really want? You're not going to get it. Or do you really need to have that thing that you want in your life more than the person you've chosen? And I think if you balance them out, you got to make that decision. That's a big one, though. Having kids, that's a big one. I think you and I talked about that plenty in pre-dating.
But there were a lot of little things that we did not talk about.
Like the appropriate time to go to bed.
That's right. Honestly, that's, I mean, it becomes kind of a big issue and it gets tied to a lot of other things because it now affects how much time we spend together after the kids go to sleep.
Yeah.
And it affects,
I think through some of the discussions that you and I had, we found that that was the major root of it. Not really. Like, you know how we talk about money, like money, we fight over money. Do we really fight over money? We fight over a purpose surrounding money.
Right.
So we're not really fighting over sleep or Andy's nap time or whatever. We're fighting over the amount of quality time that we're spending together as busy parents, as somebody who's grinding away at her job, as somebody who, you know, as our weekends get filled up with soccer practice and going to grandma's and, you know, it's like, when's the quality time? And so for you, that's like, kids are in bed. What are we going to do now, Andy? And I'm like, and that's not what you want. And for me, I don't know. I'm so tired. I just get so tired at that point.
Coffee. Just gotta drink coffee.
Get a drink coffee and you can just keep going. And so to your point of like meeting in the middle, there are nights where I'm like, I am going to do my best to stay up and do something with Nicole, do something wild, whatever. We're going to party. We're going to karaoke, whatever, or just watch a show or something like that. And I do my best. But if I try to chemically alter myself in order to stay up late, then I stay up all night. Like I've taken one of those 5-hour energies really late and I like can't go to bed until like 4 because I'm just like sitting there looking at the sky. So I don't know. I think I can continue to come across the aisle and work on that.
Well, I've also
I just love my
across,
sleep, man.
I've
I really love my sleep.
The aisle, and I've realized that naps for you are 20 minutes. Not 2.5 hours like they are for me. Mm-hmm. So like, it's not a big deal if you do take a nap, like I could just go pull weeds or do something, a quiet activity for a little while.
Right.
And then you're re-energized. So I think I've come over to the other aisle too in not like getting annoyed by those naps, unless it's 2 in 1 day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was feisty.
But I mean, okay. So going back to this initial question of should we love each other just the way we are, or do we try to change each other if we think it's for the better? Like, I don't know. What do you think?
Sure. I think that marriage is, I don't think we're out to, I don't think our goal is to make each other happy. I don't think that's like we go out of our way to complete each other, or it's my job to make you happy, or it's your job to make me happy. I think it's our own jobs to make ourselves happy. And then whatever we can do as partners to support each other in those areas is awesome. Like, what can we do to be more generous to our partner to help them fulfill their personal goals or their personal ideals of what a great life is? Mm-hmm. So since a big part of your fulfillment in our relationship is time spent, that's something I know that I need to work on, which is funny and somewhat sad, that sometimes I also have a bucket that doesn't exist in the 5 love languages of just solo time or just chill time or time with my eyes closed, time meditating, whatever. I also need that. So it's funny. It's like a balance of me time and us time and then kids time and then work time. And then, you know, it's tough. So I'm not saying I have the answer, but when certain buckets for me aren't filled, then it goes downhill. Like if I'm exhausted and I haven't had a lot of time to myself and you're like, hey, let's stay up late and watch a new show together. Mm-hmm. I'm like tapped out. That's usually what happens. Yeah. Right. Like I'm so tired.
So are you
Calvin
saying-
just made me lay with him. And I mean, I don't want to say made with, I love laying with my son at night and talking to him and snuggling with him, but sometimes I'm tired.
Are you saying that sometimes the changing, like, so you're trying to appease my love language, but sometimes you're, what you need is directly the opposite.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So, okay. So let me kind of give another example, because I think we're focusing on the sleep thing in particular quite mm-hmm. a bit, because that was our initial.
I love argument. Me some sleep, people. Mm-hmm. That's apparent.
Here's something that I think about.
Hold on, you're fading off camera.
Oh. Here's something that I think about a lot is my parents got divorced when I was very young. My dad and my mom, I mean, if you were to see them like later in life, like you would never think that they would have been a couple. They were so completely opposite. Obviously something, you know, opposites attracted for a little while, and they got married, they had a kid. But the thing is, my dad knew that he had certain needs. He had to have his outlet once a week. He had to be able to go out with the guys, have some drinks, let loose, play cards, do whatever. That was something that his soul needed that.
Yeah,
okay.
I get that.
And my mom was not a drinker. I think I maybe saw her take like one sip of a drink in my whole life. She did not understand that about my dad. I think that when they got married, she thought she could change him.
Yeah.
And she couldn't. And that's a big reason why they didn't work out. Now fast forward to 10 years later, he, you know, remarried someone that was very understanding of his lifestyle, but it kind of went the other way, where I think maybe he
did take that to 3 to 5 days a week.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think maybe it was a little bit enabling. So my mom did not let him be who he was, and that didn't work out. But then he met somebody else who let him do what he wanted to do, but didn't really rein him in. And I mean, I don't know. I think there's pros and cons to both.
Sure.
You know, I do think that your spouse can better you.
Absolutely.
In some ways.
I agree. And you have over the 11 years we've been married. You have bettered me. Is that a word?
Bettered.
Bettered. You'd bettered me quite
bettered.
A bit. Improved me.
Well, I think you have too. I think you've made me a lot more active and more adventurous and maybe less, what is it? Uptight. I think I've become less uptight over things like needing to have everything clean at the end of the
day. Oh
yeah,
for sure.
Like a little bit,
I would agree.
A little bit more loose.
Yeah. I was wondering what you meant by uptight. I don't think you're uptight.
Well, I think I've been a little bit more of a germaphobe in the past, or like, you know, I mean, like I wouldn't want to go camping, and now I'm like, hey, it's okay if I can't shower every single day. Like,
sure.
Oh, okay.
Right. You know, COVID's helped with that.
Like that. Being a little bit more, I think, less, like, relaxed.
Yeah.
So I do think we've changed each other a lot. And
yeah.
I think if I were to imagine that I married my high school boy or my college boyfriend, mm-hmm. I think I would be a very different person.
For sure. And I, as right. would I, the people I dated. Who we marry defines us quite a bit through the interest in trying to help each other enjoy their lives, right? And part of that, but also who we want to show up as a husband and a wife and a father and a mother. You sharing that story about your dad is very interesting, and the dynamic there. Do you see a good or a bad with either approach?
I see good and bad with both.
Okay.
But I do see that if it's too extreme, like what was with my mom trying to change my dad or not accepting him the way that he was at all, that it can lead to a divorce. And
sure.
I don't want that to happen.
Sure.
But yeah, I don't want to like totally, I don't think enabling somebody to do exactly what they want to do and then like not helping them. I don't know.
Who do you see? Who do you see as the equivalent in that equation? Is are you Mark and I'm Hannah?
Mm. No. Oh God, I don't know. I don't think that there's an. I don't think that I see both of us as either one of them.
Okay.
No. I just think of that as the extreme cases.
Sure. I think so. To your point, okay. I think that to an extent, spouses have the ability to stretch the bounds of their, I guess, their comfort for the pleasure of their other spouse, their spouse. Mm-hmm. But if they rip it, then it's just going to cause a lot more issues. Like if you said, if your dad said, all right, Hannah, I am, I'm going to go to the office and I'll be right home afterward every night. How long do you think the relationship would have lasted?
No. Yeah. I think it would have, he would have like lost his mind.
Yeah, cause he needs his thing, whatever his thing is.
Right. Yeah.
And you know, naps aren't as cool as like going to the bar with your buddies and playing cards or whatever the equivalent is. But uh-huh. Oh man, I mean, I love naps. I've loved naps since I was, for some reason, I've always put naps out there as like the pinnacle of having it all. Honestly, before this whole whatever financial independence thing, I would always like it's apparent, like if you guys look at my blog or whatever and you see like me writing this article about financial independence, every stock image that I pick is some guy on a hammock taking a nap with his feet up chilling, or some woman, whatever, you know, that's peace to me. Just relaxing and not having to deal with anything, whether I'm actually sleeping or just closing my eyes. It's my zen. I'm not a deeply religious person, but that's my time with nature and peace and harmony.
Okay. One other thought then before we start doing our key takeaways. Okay. And I love that you on a hammock is definitely what I think about when I think of Andy having a good day.
Right. If you say Father's Day, you're like, what are you doing on Father's Day?
I'm
like,
taking a nap.
I'm going to go for a run in the morning and then sleep in the afternoon. That's it. I'm going to eat some good food. That's my life. That's what I want.
So one other thought before, you know, we do our key takeaways and I know we're probably way over time.
It's okay. You and I are having a good conversation. I appreciate everybody listening, but I'll be honest with you, everybody, this type of situation that Nicole and I have here is so therapeutic for us that we appreciate you guys listening.
Yeah, I'm
and chiming
shocked
in.
That anybody Thank even you. Does listen.
You say that pretty much on the weekly, and all these thousands of people are going to start getting offended. So
thank you guys for listening to our jabba.
I interrupted you. You were saying.
So my final thought is, and I think I've tried to do this, but you know, obviously we still need to always continue to work on it. But I've realized that one person can't fulfill all of the needs. So like, yes, I have the need to stay up late and have a good time and, you know, do karaoke till 2 a.m. sometimes and like let loose. And it doesn't always have to be that you're the person doing that with me. You know, right. I love when I'm spending time with you, but I have other friends that I can find as outlets for, you know, for some of the things that I have, that the needs that I have that you can't fulfill or don't, you know, that we don't see eye to eye on.
Absolutely.
So I think realizing that one person doesn't have to, you know, be everything, every need, fulfill every need. Like the last story I'll tell is just my aunt, Patty Lee. She, I can learn a lot from her and in her marriage. They have a beautiful, loving marriage. They've been together like longer than they've ever not been together. I think they've been together for like 30 years and, you know, so it's like they know each other as each other's spouses more than they were ever single. And one of them is very social and the other one kind of likes his alone time. It's a lot like you and I, actually.
Sounds like a cool guy.
and she just learned early on that he doesn't need to come to everything with her. She can go on a weekend and visit her family and have a great time and miss him, and he misses her. And then she comes home and they're great together, and he doesn't always have to be everywhere with her. So I think just realizing that, you know, you don't always have to be together and be doing the same exact thing.
Well, thank you for saying that. I will respond in saying that instead of me thinking of this as pestering or annoyance, I should think of it as the ultimate compliment, because you want to be with me. You think I'm fun. You want to be around me. That's like a joy. So instead of me being annoyed that she's going to say two naps in one day, be like, be thankful that your wife loves you so much that she wants to spend time with you and she thinks you're fun. And that's something I'm grateful for, that you love me like you do and you want to be with me.
Well, now we just have to remember all of this in the heat of the moment when we're like, I hate you. No, I hate you.
Well, it's hard for me. I'll say for myself, it's hard for me when I'm drinking, when I'm tired, because I just lose it all. And I remember when we talked to the Holderness family, I think they brought it up being like, hey, that's always your first check in the book that they wrote, Everybody Fights, So Why Not Get Better at It? What's your first check? Was something happening? Were you tired? Were you drinking? Were there kids hanging on your legs? Was there an external factor to this fight? And check those things first before you see how intense and, you know, the fight really was. And so for me, that's something I always kind of be like, all right, was I tired? Was I drinking? Was I hungry? Was I hangry? You know, because I got someone to ask. Probably all three. So that's something to remember.
All right. Well, let's pull this episode
before
up
we do our takeaways. Why don't we say hi to some folks here? So Jacob, thank you so much for being here. Is your wife okay with you wearing that that hat inside the house? I don't know. Is Nicole, are you okay with me wearing this? Honestly, the reason I'm wearing it, Jacob, is that you don't want to see what's under this rat's nest, and I think it kind of makes me look smooth. I don't know. What do you think?
I like it. I think
she bought it for me. So it's a compliment to her fashion ability. But thank you for pointing that out, Jacob. And Carlos, good to see you. He's glad that you're doing well. Nicole.
Thanks, Carlos.
I'm feeling better.
Getting there.
And then Rachel, thank you for stopping by. We appreciate it and saying hello.
Hello.
And we got another friend here named Rude Dog. And he says, sleep. He or she says sleep and power naps are good. Also, if you go to bed early, you miss out on late night events. So he's balancing on both sides. He or she's balancing on both sides. So maybe, but actually, you know what? Maybe he's not balanced. Maybe he's just saying, he or she's saying, take your naps during the day, bro, so you can hang out and party and have a good time with your wife. I'm down with that. I think I need to try that on the daily. Take a little nap after lunch. A little siesta.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, all right.
If you stay up late with me.
Maybe I'll house some more coffee, too.
All right, let's do takeaways. Yep. So my first one is, I think that you can change each other in small ways, but probably not the big fundamental ways. I think changing somebody's wardrobe, you know, maybe getting them to be more adventurous with food, like stuff like that. Like, yeah, those things, like if you're with a partner, you're like, I think I could change that about them. I think I can get them to eat sushi. Those are okay. But if it's something that's like, in their core, you know, that I don't know. Give me an example here.
I hear you. No, I mean, well, like, you brought it up, kids. Being able to spend time with friends.
Yeah.
You know, if you're like, no, you can't be with those friends anymore.
Yeah. yeah.
If it's you're asking me to change who I am.
Yeah. So I don't think that you should expect to change somebody's fundamentals.
Yeah.
Nope.
I hear you. Well, so key takeaway number two for me is that I don't know. I keep bringing up this book all the time, but try to think about how your spouse likes to be loved. And if you can, be generous in that area, you know. And for me, I know you really like time spent, and that's something that's core to you. And I see it in my son as well. My son Calvin really loves time spent, and so I see you and I see him, and I know that I need to work harder at dedicating quality time, not just bumming around time or just things like that. So think about how your spouse likes to be loved. If you haven't read this book, Five Love Languages, I think I bring it up probably at least every 3 weeks. Try to discover it, read it, see how your spouse likes to be loved. It's definitely changed the way that I at least understand. I still have a lot of work to do in that area. Yeah, so that's my takeaway.
Okay. And then I think key takeaway three is just reminding ourselves that your spouse isn't going to be able to like fulfill every need, nor should they, you know. That's why you have friends and family and children, because everybody, every one of those people in your lives fulfills a little, you know, different buckets.
Yeah.
So I'll party with my friends late night.
Sounds good. Tear it up. You guys are going to Napa next month. And then, that's right. I'm excited for you. I want to hear how late you stayed up.
I'm going to Napa and you're going to take a nap.
And I'm going to take a Napa. Oh, I love that. I don't think we could say anything else after that. We got to end the show. We got to end the show, everybody. If you like what you're hearing today, please leave us a review at Apple Podcasts, marriagekidsandmoney.com/Apple Podcasts. If you're not watching us on YouTube right now, check us out. It's fun. We could see faces. You could see the hat that she was talking about. It's a pretty cool hat. And hit the subscribe button because we're growing things there. We're over 3,000 subscribers now, and we really appreciate everybody's support as I'm trying to figure out how to be a digital entrepreneur. It's kind of like making it up. You'd be like, hey, maybe I can make money doing this. You can help out a little bit by doing that. That would be great. And we appreciate you guys being here every week. We'll be here again next Friday. And thank you, everybody. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for caring about what we have to say.
You guys are something out of this. Absolutely. All right. Have a great night, everybody.